ADHD meds is one of the most complex, tricky elements of ADHD diagnosis. Even after appointments with psychiatrists or pediatricians, I see so many ADHD mums left with unanswered questions on the Facebook groups trying to find clarity or hope or some kind of answer because they can't get back in for another 3 months. Often they'll be Googling at 3 a.m. only to end up down some rabbit hole with the worst case scenarios. And that's why I created the ADHD Guide to Medication. It is the resource I wish I had when I first tiptoed into the world of stimulants, side effects, and skeptical family members who think that medication is just a lazy parenting shortcut. It is terrifying to start ADHD meds for yourself or your child. This guide tackles those overwhelming questions. What can I ask for? What options are available? How do I manage side effects without waiting 3 months for another appointment? It also talks about how to talk to your doctor, how to talk to your specialist, what can you push back on, how to advocate for timing changes, what to do when you don't agree with the recommendations, and also what to expect from the moment that the meds kick in. Whether you're giving it a go or whether you're clinging to your third coffee for the day, this guide has your back. Grab your copy now at adhdmums.com.au. And all of the links will be in the show notes.
Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. Today we have an episode on how to have that awkward conversation about the mental load. You know, the one with the invisible workload. Why am I the only one who knows when my kids need new shoes? That kind of conversation. If the thought of bringing this up with your partner makes you want to fake your own disappearance and live in the wilderness, you are not alone. It's an awkward conversation and it feels like something you just want to avoid. It's about carrying the weight of remembering, planning, organising and predicting every detail of your family's life. If you're the one who've been silently shouldering it, trying to explain without feeling naggy, ungrateful, or feel like maybe you're just walking over this pit of resentment, avoiding it isn't the solution because when you push it down, it builds, simmers and explodes and it becomes about this little tiny thing like forgetting to pick up the towel when it wasn't about the towel. You don't want to end up in a rant about how you're not a slave and your partner is confused how you've gotten so upset about one tiny thing and then you end up just saying sorry because you understand that you really overreacted about that specific thing, but it wasn't about that thing and you don't know how to have the conversation. So this episode is about how to have the conversation without turning it into an argument, without feeling like you have to justify your mental exhaustion, or ending up apologizing because you've gotten confused and you just don't understand, and now you're in conflict and you don't know how to get out of it. This is an episode you can absolutely share with your partner. If you are a partner and you are listening, this topic has probably come up in your house. A passing comment, a full-blown argument, slow simmering tension, you can't quite put your finger on it. You might be thinking, what is that? Why do I feel like I'm always in trouble? The mental load isn't just about stuff that needs to get done, it's invisible work. This is not about blame. This is about sharing the load so everything runs better and helps both of you. We're also going to run through how to validate your partner, how to understand how they feel, have empathy for them, and actually really validate their experience so you can move to those problem-solving places, those practical strategies. But moving to the practical strategies can never really be there without truly validating the mental load that women face. So this episode is going to be about how best to do that, what you can say, what you shouldn't say, what will 100% upset your partner and what won't, and what they really want you to say to really get to the bottom of this. This episode is primarily going to talk about the heterosexual relationship between a male and a female, but of course you could be used interchangeably throughout any gender. And I will use the ADHD mums as a female pronoun, and then you can use the partner as in the male or the female partner. One thing that I really wanted to talk about quickly as well was around the partner education and around empathy building. So when we're talking about validating somebody, sometimes it can be difficult when you actually just don't really get it, particularly if the load has been invisible in the past. This is all really new for you and you're feeling really overwhelmed yourself with all of this information, and possibly your partner has only been diagnosed as neurodivergent recently and now she's like, I'm so overwhelmed, and she's really stepping into that neurodivergent place, like I'm burnt out. She's using all of these new words and you're like, well, you were fine before you got diagnosed. Can we just go back to that? But she's feeling like she wants to ask for support perhaps. It is really important if you are looking at validating someone's experience in you with a partner that you actually know what you're validating. If you are struggling to understand ADHD and you're a partner or other neurodivergents, I would go back to my episode number 58, and it goes through in a quick 30-minute episode around if you're struggling to understand ADHD, this is some great tools and strategies around ADHD and how to have those conversations with a partner. So if you're the partner of the ADHD mom, it's a great episode to listen to. If you would like to have an understanding and you would like to start validating your partner's experience, it's very difficult to validate a partner's experience if you don't understand what they're talking about. The first thing, if you feel like your partner, your ADHD mum partner might be in burnout or overwhelm, is to validate their experience. And I want to get to the communication that's going to be down the end of the episode. So stick with me. And you can use this across any relationship, parenting, work, anything. If you don't know how to validate somebody, this is gold. So validation isn't about fixing things or giving advice. It is about seeing, hearing, and understanding someone's experience, having empathy, not feeling sorry for them, not sympathy. This is empathy. Stepping into their perspective, how it would feel to be them. If you don't know what validating someone's experience is, it is probably the most important way of dealing with any person. That's a big call, but I'm going to go there. I taught my partner this, and he actually teaches other people how to do it. It's so great. He's really gotten it, and it's really transformed relationships for him across work, friendships, because it's such an important thing. So for example, validating someone's experience is acknowledging and accepting another person's or child's inner emotional experience without agreeing with it, justifying it. It's just understanding and acknowledging it. So for example, for any partner or ADHD mum, think about it when you've been really, 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 really upset. Let's say you've lost your job, something that was really important to you, and you are devastated. Imagine if someone just says to you, oh, well, just get another job. Here, I'll show you what Seek does. Let's just look up something else. You're like not ready for that, or you didn't get into the university degree you wanted. Something that didn't work out. If someone just says to you straight up, oh, we'll just go learn something else, just go get another job. Or maybe you've lost a friendship that was really important or a relationship. And someone just goes, oh, well, plenty of fish in the sea, just get another partner. Or a child that's really devastated their friend isn't in their class. And you just go, oh, well, you'll see them at lunch. That doesn't really validate their experience. So we really want to validate their experience with some scripting up front, and then we move into the practicals after. These are some statements that I've taken from that Facebook group on the ADHD Mums page that they list that partners say that are not helpful. Just make a list. Oh, you're overwhelmed? Just make a list and then do it. Easy. You're overreacting. You're being crazy. I don't know why you're crying. Can we just move on? You need to be more disciplined. Everyone feels like that. That's just parenting. I don't know what you're talking about. I feel stressed out too. We don't get anywhere. So that is what not to say. If you're the partner and you feel like your ADHD mum partner is overwhelmed, burnt out, exhausted, feeling resentful, you're hearing them saying a lot of this mental load stuff that I've spoken about earlier, or you've been sent this episode, I would be acknowledging the mental load to start with. I see how much you juggle every day and I know it's a lot. You do a really good job. Validate the emotional toll and the reason that they're upset. It makes sense that you feel really overwhelmed. You've got a lot on. I can see what you mean. You could also recognize the ADHD struggle and validate that by saying, I know it's not that you don't want to do these things. It's just that your brain works differently. I get it. It's so hard to pay the bills. And instead of going to, let's try doing that together, or I struggle with that too, this is what I do, just make sure that you validate them first. I know it's hard, hey, like just going grocery shopping is just, it's tough. If you're talking about your children, if I go, can you have him? Because like he's wearing me out. Like I've got nothing left for her. I need a break. Can you have her for a bit? Because like I'm like really getting angry. Having those moments to talk and validate that it is tough is really important. If you go to, oh, I find him fine to deal with. I have him all the time. What, you can't have him for 5 minutes? really invalidates how hard it is, and different parents can find different kids hard in different ways. The other thing is to celebrate the small wins. If you're the partner, you might validate by saying, you got through it today and that's enough. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for getting through it. I know it was a hard weekend without me here. Or, you know, you're FIFO. I know it was a hard week for you. I don't know how you do it. You do such a great job. If you come home and let's say it looks like the bomb has hit the house and doesn't look like things have gone well, validate it. It's okay if today wasn't productive. You're a great mum. Tomorrow, I'm sure you'll get into it. If you would like to validate and you're not much of a talker, you could just say one of those sentences and you could do some practical help without being asked. If you know that she talks about the dishwasher and getting annoyed with it, you could just unload it without being asked. You could say, hey, I'm just going to do bedtime. Why don't you go outside for a walk? Try and offer to do things that are action related without the validation if you're finding the conversation difficult. You could make some efforts to do some of the things they've been asking around the shared calendars, reminders of some of the tasks. You could give them time to recharge without guilt. Hey, I've got this. I'm totally fine. Or why don't you go out for dinner? Go and have a shower by yourself. It's all good. So it's not about fixing the struggle and jumping in and doing everything. It's about letting her know that you're in the team with her. You see what she's doing. You see the struggle and you're here to help. That can be a really positive thing before we go into the actual practical strategy. So before you jump in and start helping practically, I would love you to learn a few of those validation strategies. My hubby only says probably one or two things. I always say to him, if he doesn't know what to say, just say, what can I do to help? That's it. And I'm instantly like, feel heaps better because I feel supported. One thing I wanted to talk about quickly as well was the mismatch around parenting priorities and invisible work. So a lot of the time for neurodivergent mums, a day-to-day focus is immediate. It's emotionally charged. It can be around children, parenting, today, sensory overload, dinner, sibling conflicts, a lot of the stuff on today. Sometimes partners can focus more on long-term or less visible things, like financial planning. But this can really widen the day-to-day labor gap. So it can really feel like the neurodivergent mum sees herself as handling the now, and the partner seems to be focusing on the later. If both partners are neurodivergent, they may both struggle to prioritize. So you've got an ADHD mum that might be focusing on parenting today, putting out fires, getting diagnosed school, sensory, sibling conflicts, food. They may be like so focused on today that feel like their partner is outside that or separate. Whereas the partner might be thinking to himself, we could buy a house if I could get this promotion. If I could work later, maybe we could have to take a holiday. I'd love to have a break. Or I'm trying to work this hard to allow her to be part-time. Possibly. He or she may have their own priorities around what they think that they're doing and how they're contributing. Now, neither is right or wrong. But without this communication around what is actually important, you may start to feel like both of you are on separate pages. You may have a partner that is prioritizing the long-term future of their family, that is just feeling like their partner is at them. They're not doing enough, they're not helping, whereas they don't see all of the things that partner is doing to secure that family's future. The ADHD mum might feel like, you are on the phone, you're not helping me, I'm so stressed out. They can't even think about the long-term future because they are struggling to get through today. Now, if this is the case, and if you are thinking this sounds like you, that's where the conversation has to happen, right? Because if you have two people on two separate priorities that are not having those conversations, this is where resentment can build. However, if you look at both partners, their heart is in the right place. So this is where the conversation needs to happen because both of you may be thinking in your brain that the other person knows what the other person is thinking, that you're doing it for each other. But yet at the same time that you're trying to prioritize your family, you're actually doing it in a way that is taking steps apart. Instead of doing things together for your family and compromising and being clear, you're actually working so differently on the same goal. There could also be a confusing element around masking. And some partners struggle to understand masking, and I'm going to give a really quick overview about what that is. Masking is when an ADHD mum suppresses or hides how she really feels or struggles her emotions, and she appears a lot more together than what she actually feels. Now, that can be really exhausting, and it can be really automatic, and it can be done without the mum even realizing that she's doing it. So when she talks about dropping the mask, you might be wondering what she's meaning. She may be trying to keep up with, you know, neurotypical behavior, coming across like she's the perfect mum, she's got it all together. And so you see her doing all of this, being all of this, getting up, doing it all, coming home. But when she drops her guard with you and tells you how overwhelmed and angry and frustrated and unhappy at times that she may be, it may be confusing because you thought she was okay because you were seeing her mask on the outside. Your role as partner is to see the effort that she's putting in to do it and validate her in what she's doing, that it is tough, and make it be really safe for her to be herself, to support her. And if she's not masking around you and she's not pretending to be okay and she's asking you for help and feeling overwhelmed and showing you her vulnerable side, be there for that and support and acknowledge her. So how to have that conversation. If you are the ADHD mum and you would like to talk to your partner about resentment or an imbalance in the relationship, one person to really follow, and I have to acknowledge Dr. John Gottman, his research is incredible. He has the Gottman method on relationships. Gottman really emphasizes about having a soft startup, like approaching a sensitive topic in a nice way to prevent the defensiveness that can be there and the conflict that can start from having a bit of a conversation which could be inflammatory. So it's about starting the conversation in a gentle, non-judgmental way and expressing your feelings without blaming. If you were the ADHD mum, I wouldn't say, you don't help with the kids, I'm exhausted, you never clean up. You would want to look at like having a softer startup, which is what Gottman talks about, which is something like an I statement. I've been feeling really overwhelmed managing everything. I need us to work together to find a balance that feels fair. Using the I statement that shifts your emotions and needs as I'm expressing my need, I'm expressing how I feel. This is not your fault. This is not a blame conversation. Telling you how I feel. Gottman also really talks about the importance of showing curiosity and creating space for your partner to respond. For a partner, you may struggle with perspective taking if you are neurodivergent. So you might need to think about asking questions if you don't understand. Say things like, what would help? What were some things that you think that I could do? How could we work better as a team? What do you think about the way that we divide tasks? If you are unsure, asking questions is a good idea. So you want to ask some questions and encourage some input. ADHD mum, the same. Ask questions around what did they think about the way that things are being divided up at home? Is there something that they would like to help with? Now, it would be great if these conversations would just go perfectly and no one got defensive and no one got angry and everything was beautiful. That's probably not going to happen, especially in the beginning when this is new. So either you get a professional to help you or think about some repair attempts, which is what Gottman talks about. So for example, if you feel like someone's getting defensive, you could say, I know this can be hard to talk about. It's really not about you. I'm just letting you know how I feel. I really appreciate you listening. So think about some ways that if you feel like someone's escalating, you can always acknowledge them and go, I know that this can be hard because you're feeling stressed as well. I just want to talk about ways that could help both of us. So it's easy when everyone's tired and burnt out and stressed just to put blame on each other. If you were doing more, I wouldn't be so stressed. Really, to be honest, parents these days that both work almost need three people in a relationship. Like two people are at capacity all the time. So there's no one really in those relationships, I don't think, that is like completely stress-free. Both people are usually feeling quite stressed out. If you can agree on a shared goal, have a look at what your goal would be from the conversation. Some examples from that goal might be creating time for connection or reducing stress for both partners. And this is like a collaborative team approach, which isn't us versus them, which is partner versus partner. This is about you as a team and your family and your ongoing success and happiness. Marriages are so much better when you're both happy. So just remind each other, maybe in the beginning, that this is about building a strong foundation together. It's not about who's right and who's wrong. If you're neurodivergent, having a clear and solution-based step can be really helpful to navigate the emotional conversations. So you can go away and have a look at Gottman's work. I'll put it in the show note around how to have these conversations and how to script when people maybe are getting defensive or you're not sure how to get started. Have a look at how you can step into each other's perspectives and how you can approach a conversation with clarity or empathy and how you can have those shared goals that you're both aligned with. A good one that I like if you're the ADHD mum could be, I've been feeling really overwhelmed lately. I know you have been too. I'd love to figure out ways to make this easier for both of us. Or bringing it up in your weekly meeting and saying, that was a tough week. How do you think that went? You can provide examples as well on how the imbalance affects your well-being. Like instead of focusing on what they didn't do, you can make that more visible. Like we talked about creating the invisible load, making it visible in lists or notes or visually. But you want to create space to process information without rushing to those solutions. And that's more of a mutual understanding, collaborative way, like you're coaching a team as opposed to you're doing this, you're not doing enough. Because if your partner is actually helping you a lot and you don't realize that, you may demotivate them to not even help with that part. So we're looking at motivating people in relationships that are healthy. Of course, this is not for relationships that are emotionally abusive or abusive in any way. This is for healthy relationships where you maybe have a breakdown of communication or you need to redistribute things a little bit differently. So resentment doesn't mean that your relationship's broken, but it's a signal that you need to be adjusting and having a look at and starting to communicate. You can reframe it. There's so many great things that you can do. There's strategies. You can have the honest conversations. You can build out systems. And you can move from frustration to really collaboration. If you'd like to gamify it, you can say, how can we make this team work better? Everybody's a winner if you can get your team family unit working better. Just want to acknowledge the partners listening. If you've gotten to the end, thank you for showing up. Your willingness to understand and grow is so important. And I really want to acknowledge, if this isn't your area and something that you enjoy and you're doing this for your partner, I really want to acknowledge the effort that you're making. This isn't about perfectionism. Relationships aren't perfect, but they're about persistence, learning, and they're about building and being there for each other. If there's one thing I hope that you take away from this episode, it is not about blame. It's about awareness and teamwork. Sharing the mental load is not about splitting everything 50-50. It's not a competition. It's just about being on a team. It's about noticing what needs to be done and stepping in when you see it. And more importantly, respecting that there is invisible work from both parties. And it is exhausting. You've got this, and we're here to help every step of the way. Thank you so much. I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for listening.
The key message here is you are not alone. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, follow us on Instagram or head over and join our amazing ADHD Mums podcast Facebook community. Everything you do matters and helps to spread the word about what neurodiversity in females looks like.